This week in nerd history, what are you going to do? Use Bing?
Nerd history.
When Google.com was first registered as a domain name, a lot of other noteworthy things were happening. WebMD went online for the first time. The Spice Girls had a number one jam on the radio. Titanic won 11 Oscars and made us fall in love with Leonardo DiCaprio. 1997 was a simpler time. Then Google was registered on September 15th, 1997, and the internet would never be the same again. Though the search engine wouldn't actually go live for the world until about a year later. Even still, it all began here. What started as a simple search engine that decided to rank results based on page relevance in regards to other pages, instead of just listing whatever page had the search term in it the most, has now become a company so large and varied that many people fear a dystopian future serving our primary colored Google Plus overlords. Speaking of Google Plus, what a flop that was, eh? Truth is, the company has seen almost as many failed projects than it has successful ones. Not only did their projected Facebook killer Google Plus bite the dust, but that was their second attempt at a social network, though they did stick with that one much longer than Google Buzz, which was similar to Twitter in function and lasted less than 2 years. Google Lively, Google Latitude, Google Wave, Google SideWiki, Google Health, Google Ride Finder, Google Answers, Google Video, Google Spaces, Google Offers, Google Code, all failures. And you'll notice all failed versions of other programs: Second Life, Foursquare, Slack, Wikipedia, WebMD, Uber, Yahoo Answers, YouTube, Messenger, Groupon, GitHub. And so that leads us to the other thing that Google is good at: buying their competition when their takeover fails. The most well-known of which is likely the content giant YouTube and maybe the travel application Waze. Say whatever you will about Google's policies, projects, and principles, the company knows what it takes to stay successful and make bank. Its parent company, Alphabet, which actually spun off from Google and not the other way around, has a net worth of nearly $2 trillion. That's trillion with a T. So, yeah, in another 20 years, I expect an all-out robot war waged between Amazon and Google for control of North America. I'm Radio Matt. See you next time for more.